And a very pleasant good morning. Welcome in. It's Wednesday. It is Christmas Eve Eve. It's the day before Christmas Eve as we welcome you to My Car Guru with Lenny Lawson.
I am officially ready now.
Well, good. Christmas. It's about time.
I do need to get a few stocking stuffers. Do you still, you and Christina, put up stockings for each other?
We don't. When the kids were still around, we did, but not anymore.
So what's Santa
put up stockings?
Gonna put his stocking stuff in, like if he wants to bring you candy or something.
I guess he'll just put it under the tree.
What's your favorite candy bar?
Favorite candy bar? I like Whatchamacallit. You remember them?
No.
Yeah. Whatchamacallit.
Is that the same as a Dumaflachi? I like a Clark bar.
Yeah, they're really good.
I think we did this conversation several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably even less interesting then.
$100,000 bars are good.
Really? Snickers. Baby Ruth is my second.
Okay. Snickers? You like Snickers?
No, did I say Ben? Yeah, I meant Snickers.
Yeah. You pretty much can't go wrong with the Snickers, I don't think. Seems like to me.
No, and you can't go wrong with the Gateway Ford. How's that for a transition?
That's a great segue right there.
That was a segue. Yeah, as we get closer to Christmas Day, you know, it's just, I think Christmas ought to last 2 days.
I agree. It
ought to be a two-day event.
I agree, yeah.
Because then, you know, it's just the day after Christmas Day, it just becomes the day to start taking everything back that you don't like. Right?
Or
that doesn't fit. It becomes commercial day again. The giving day is the wonderful, and all the food and that kind of stuff. And I pray for those who are alone, you know, that are struggling throughout this. And, you know, we talk lightly about our little world. You know, we all live on the same planet, but we also all live in different worlds. Some of those worlds are full of, you know, sadness, despair.
Yeah.
You know, and those people, I think it's when we really need to reach out. I know I had a radio show listener call me the other day, and he just wanted to talk. He had lost a loved one, and you know, he'd heard me talk on the radio show about some of the loss that I have faced and my family has faced, and we were just, you know, sometimes it just helps to talk to somebody who's been through it. You know, the words don't really help. You know, there's nothing anybody can say really to make you you know, to change anything.
I think it's just to know somebody else is there. It doesn't matter about the words, that somebody's there that's been through it like you.
Yeah, just the presence.
Right.
You know, company, having somebody to even talk about something else. You know, you get somebody off the subject and get their mind going down a more positive path. Sometimes that's all that they need. A lady in Rogersville called me, and she said that she's lost 4 family members to COVID. And I said, immediate family members? And she said, no, well, my first cousins, and they all live near me. You know, I had an aunt and 3 cousins that passed away from COVID. I said, you know, what do you say to that? I'm so sorry.
There's nothing you can say.
We'll pray for you. No.
And truth be told, there's nothing really that anyone could say about that. Probably a hug, if you could do that, would be better than just not saying, you know, than saying anything.
I always kind of resented it just a little internally when somebody would immediately change the subject. If I started talking about, you know, a loss or whatever, and they would immediately go to something else. And they were just thinking that was what I needed, you know, to get off that subject.
Take your mind off of it. Yeah.
And sometimes that is what you need, and sometimes that is the opposite of what you need. You just want a shoulder to cry on, you know. And somebody to absorb that and somebody you can just share that with. So, you know, let's seek out those people in our lives right now that we can positively impact in some way. And sometimes it's just being on the phone. Too many people are going to be separated this holiday season and isolated, let's say.
Yeah.
You know?
It was kind of a strange Thanksgiving, a strange Christmas for me in some ways, because the first without my father. So it's definitely different.
Oh yeah,
this year, the first one.
So anyway, we can do what we can to distract. I'm very distracted right now.
Are you?
I've got so many projects going on. You know, I'm just glad that at my advanced age, that I still work, and I still have plenty to do, mm-hmm. and I really do not see any kind of retirement on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, I talk to a lot of folks now that are retired. They spent 40 years here or 30 years there, you know, and they're finally at home, and they're finally able to do the things. And some people seem to really enjoy that, Tim, and really thrive on it, and they're free to go out and tackle a new adventure, and God bless those people that they have something like that. And there are others that go home and they get everything all straightened up and organized. They get their basement all cleaned out, all their closets cleaned out, and then they say, what do I do now? But you know, there's always something to do and always somebody that needs you.
Some of those help. May go to Wally World and be a greeter or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to many people who have gone on and had a third career, a fourth career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just go out. You see a lot of those people in the workforce. one of the things I wanted to address, it came up several times this past week. I was in the service department and had multiple people with similar problems. We were short two service advisors because of COVID, and so we all it was all hands on deck, you know, for that period of time to try to take the load off the remaining people that we had. It's just really hard to handle the same volume you're always used to with two fewer people to greet the customers and handle all the incoming phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is quality goes down, you know, if you're not careful. So anyway, we're talking about some check engine light issues. So we'll be talking about that right after the break.
And we're back here to wrap up My Car Guru on this Wednesday morning. I tell you, the light that drives me crazy is in certain models of vehicles. The VSC track off light comes on. You ever seen those?
Mm-hmm.
They do it a lot in the Toyotas.
Those dang Toyotas.
Lexuses.
You know, if you're buying a used car,
mm-hmm.
and it's got a check engine light on, you need to make sure that they address that issue first.
Mm-hmm.
And that they don't just take it in the shop and turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you buy the car, you're done, and then a week later that check engine light's coming on. You need to make sure that that's getting addressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a bad idea to have a mechanic check out a car, you know, pay a couple hundred dollars to have somebody, just so that you have peace of mind. But the most important thing is take somebody with you that knows cars, especially if it's an older car that's not still in warranty. A lot of the cars, if they're certified or if they're, you know, they come with remaining factory warranty, or you purchase an extended warranty, if you have a failure, it could be covered. However, a lot of these extended warranties that you can buy, they don't cover everything. What is not covered? You know, that's the question. Don't ask them what is covered. Ask them what is not covered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this exclusionary type of language in a service contract to me is important, because there's no way you would know if they're naming everything that's on a car,
mm-hmm.
and whether it's covered. You may have the engine and drivetrain covered, but none of the parts around the engine. It's just the engine and all its internal parts. Well, that's the most reliable part of a car. You know, it's the air conditioning and the water pumps and the cooling system and fuel injection system, all of that other stuff, which can turn on a light that can cause you problems down the road. But for goodness sake, if you're buying a used car, drive it. Get it hot. You know, a 5-mile test drive is not enough of a test drive.
Right.
You need to go, you know, 15, 20 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Get the thing warm. Drive it under different driving conditions. Put the transmission through its paces. Make sure that you're feeling nice, smooth, crisp shifts between gears. You know, if you have any kind of sluggishness between the gears changing, that can indicate a problem. It may not turn on a check engine light, but it could mean that you're not too far off from a failure.
All right. Good tips, as always, from My Car Guru and Lenny Lawson. That'll do it for this Wednesday. We'll talk to you on Christmas Eve tomorrow.